your potential, if you want to activate and maximize the effect of the personal potential that you have seen in your life, it is going to require you facing or bringing your other underlines in order to compress those things and project to the area of your personal advantage. If ever, if I believe you are going to gain interest in an area of advantage that you are envisioning, then that ambition to gain mastery in the area of advantage is going to require that you be temperate. Not just a monthly, but not. Come on, come on. I remember there was a man when a Batman University was preparing the sports team, particularly the Taekwondo team for Mutter Games. And it happened to be that the best Taekwondo man in that university was a little bit above the stipulated weight for the category. And the coach looked at the team and saw that I was the only guy that could stand to represent the university and the program. And so, 2 days before they went on the scale to measure their weight in order to see whether they were within the bracket of the category, he imposed upon this young man the three-day pass. After 3 days of five months, he had lost weight. And when they are putting on the scale, he just did it. Hallelujah. And his name was Pentad. He could not put weight. He was not exactly sufficient to stand in for the actual. When the condition came, in death with the other people that came to contest with him. But his ambition to attain the mastery, some African and the people in order to be passage for the excellence of another man. And all the students that example to reveal to us that the single athlete is not to have to do more. Because the natural athlete has not to get it wrong that is or wrong at all. And therefore, the level of exertion that the man wants to gain the mastery is what we want. What do we do? That's the students. My friend is here. Hallelujah. We don't participate in the likeness of our humble characters. Only those dynamites abide in power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And only if you do the book of the just now.
Lord is going to help us in the Jesus Christ. That's to lay a foundation. Luke chapter number 1. The idea is amen. Luke chapter 1. Now you see, the book of Luke chapter 1 is quite an interesting book because most of Luke chapter 1 is prophecy. When Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, received the ability to speak again, the first utterances that came from his lips were utterances of prophecy. And in the spirit of prophecy, he was able to communicate accurately, without ambiguity and repetition, that which represented the destiny of his son. But there is a prime verse in the book of Luke chapter 1, which is Luke chapter 1 verse 80. After all the prophecies have gone forth, now the manifestation of the prophecies have begun, and only one verse accounts for the process that was required between and betwixt for the preparation of the mighty things that have been spoken by the mouth of God through his servant Zechariah. Hallelujah. Verse 80 of Luke chapter 1, the Bible says, and the child grew and was strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his sowing unto Israel. I tried to put my tools together to find out how many years he had to stay in the desert. But the scriptures did not afford me enough opening to be very authoritative about my result. So I want to use another example that will give us the kind of opening that we want. Because when we are talking about striving for the mastery, many people cannot perceive it. It's abstract. But I believe God that God will open our understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the case of Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 2, look upon it. In my research about John the Baptist, I came to realize that Bible scholars said he left home at the age of 6. And his ministry began at the age of 30. That means for about 24 years of his life was accounted by just one verse, and the child did what? Grew, and what? Strong in spirit. And I tried to check up those words in the original language. I saw that the word grew is oxana, which is natural growth. But the Bible says that he was strong in spirit. I checked that word. I found out that that word is not natural. That one is striking forward, applying vigor consistently in the direction of interest in order to attain unto something that is already written. Somebody here thinks that just because God has said that you are going to be an evangelist to the nations, one day you will be sleeping in the night time and a hurricane from heaven is going to come out with the likeness of two cherubims, and they will fall upon your chest and say, thou man of God, take and eat, for the nations are hungry. And many times we commit to God's sovereignty several dimensions of participation in destiny that is our responsibility. The growth was natural, but the spiritual growth was accelerated by pressure and consistent and deliberate impact. And that scripture accounts for 24 years of his life. What was he doing for 24 years? Growing, and then what? Waxing strong in spirit. That's all he did for 24 years. Yes, there were times he prophesied while he grew, but he knew that his time of appointment had not yet come. But when the time came, he spoke like an oracle of God, and the tablets of God were revealed through his lips. And that which is the basis for that dimension of oppression is chapter 1 verse. The child grew and once was strong in spirit. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Let's see. The case of Jesus gives us a better opening to understand the subject. In Luke chapter 2, can Luke chapter 2 say amen? If you notice in Luke chapter 2 verse 34, that was when the prophecy of Simeon came to Jesus when he was brought into the temple. And eight days old. Hallelujah. And they brought him to the temple to do for him according to the custom. And it was there that he was encountered by Simeon. And Simeon began to download his destiny. I need you to understand that before you showed up on the face of the earth, the script of your life was already concluded. And that which you required in order to make it happen, God has already preordained and predestined that you walk in it. But when you come into time, there is an effort of participation that must come from your end and intermarry and intermingle with that which God has ordained before you can find expression in that dimension upon the face of the earth. Many times people just say, if God has said it, it's going to come to pass. I'm going to wait long time waiting for Jesus. Meanwhile, God has committed to your responsibility that participation that is required to make sure, to ensure that you grow in a certain way in keeping with that which God has in view for you. Are you still with me? In Luke chapter 2, verse 34, you see the prophetic service that was connected to the birth of Jesus on the 8th day when he went, was taken to the temple. Actually going to bring forth that which he was predestined to represent upon the face of the earth. And the Bible says that Jesus grieved. And then he was what? Strong in spirit. If you look at the case of John the Baptist and the case of Jesus, it looks similar. Is that not so? In fact, the same Greek words were used in the two verses. But see, those Greek words did not give us a good opening to understanding what it means and what was involved when the Bible says that he was strong in spirit. Didn't give us enough window. Can we still move on? After that, Luke chapter 2 verse 40, then the Bible says in 41 that his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. 42, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now we have a basis and a platform for chronology. The child grew and was strong in spirit. Hallelujah. That scripture accounted from the time that he was 8 years old to the time that he was 12. That was all he was doing. Growing and then waxing what? You are not with me. The entire record of Jesus from 8 days to 12 years is encapsulated in one verse. The child grew and what? What strong. Okay, by the time that he was 12, just to reveal to you and open a window to you to show you how he was really growing and in what areas he developed. What were the manifestations of his life that revealed the state of his growth and the nature of his growth? Then we see him at 12 years old. Then at 12 years old, he was in the temple. Are you still with me now? Now jump to verse 46 and 47. We are going to see the effect of the child grew and was strong in spirit. Are you there with me now in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 46? The Bible says, and it came to pass after 3 days they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors. Now please, be careful. Both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his what? I'm not, you are not participating. They were astonished at what? They were astonished at what? Notice that he was the one asking questions and eventually he's the one that will answer them. And he was in the company of what? The doctors. The Bible didn't tell us that the doctors were asking questions. The atmosphere was that of astonishment. Serious astonishment. Nobody had the breath sufficient, the spirit sufficient to ask a question and to interrupt. You just want to hear the depth from whence this man is flowing. It is beyond the natural. The doctors were stunned eventually. He had to provide the answers for the questions he was asking. Somebody said they tied grill. And was strong in spirit. That was the effect of the child grew and was strong. And the age of 12, they had come to the point where it confounded the doctors of the law and the custodian of the books. At this point, he had more authority in scripture than the doctors. And it is only one verse that accounted for the reaction that was taking place behind the scene that was revealed in this astonishing manifestation. The child did what? Are you still with me now? Everybody that had the privilege to be around him were astonished. Where has this man acquired? And when they look upon his age and check his birth certificate, just 12 years old. There is no trace, no knowledge of any kindergarten school of Pharisees that he attended. No formal school. And everybody was astonished. And even the doctors could not answer the questions that he was putting forth. And eventually, he answered them. This is the manifestation that expressed itself after 12 years of the child grew and what? Was strong in. You may not have noticed that he was growing in the right place. When we go on in our study, I believe tomorrow, you will see that there are three possibilities of growth that can take place in you as a Christian. You can grow in another area that is not your spirit. And the resultant effects of such a growth we can testify about in scripture, because the Bible is a complete book. And it gives us insights and access to any such possibilities that there are. So that just in case you are towing that path, you will find an example in scripture that will give you a portrait of your end product. Luke chapter 2. Hallelujah. While I was meditating in scripture and pondering on the theme of our meeting this weekend, I found out that we cannot finish it but for three meetings. So for the next three meetings, we are striving for the master. If we rush this one, we have missed God. The child grew and what? Do you realize that after you graduated and acquired your university degree, and for those of you that were privileged to attend master's class, and you were finally awarded the certificate that you have been toiling for all these years, you just discovered you have grown in something, but your destiny is still in dotted lines that have been sealed. Because your growth, the emphasis of your growth is not in the sequence that the Bible has ordained for people that have a destiny that they must obey. I know all these years something has been growing in your life. The way I see you now, something's growing. But if your growth pattern and your growth progression and your growth configuration is not in the context of these prophetic people, then there may be no likelihood of you attending to that which was written concerning you before the foundations of the world. But something will grow somehow. And that's why the Bible took time to explain the kind of growth that he was experiencing here. And where the growth was centered, and the responsibility of such growth, you will soon see. Help me preach to your neighbor tonight, say the child grew. What is growing in your own life? What is growing? If all our growth patterns were in the likeness of this one here, by now many of us would have been known in the area of raising the dead that we. But so little is being done, and so little that God has ordained finds expression, because our growth is not in the prescribed pattern. Move with me quickly. Luke chapter 2. Are you there now in Luke chapter 2? Alright. So the Bible gave us a snapshot about Jesus at the age of 12. and the extent to which he had reached, just to tell us that there was progress and progression was taking place. Are you with me now? Alright. After that episode was revealed, God decided to close the curtain again. Are you with me? He gave us that picture so that we will understand what is going on. He just manifested his product at the age of 12, following the pattern meticulously, and showed us the extent of his confirmation and growth. Jesus did not just, even though he was God, he did not just come on earth and then start manifesting in the fullness of his coming. He went through a process. Process was definite, and the process was strong. And then God now said, all right, I'm going to show you my product. I've not finished with my product yet. And at the age of 12, it displayed his product. And even the doctors of the law were no match for his product. And I said, all right, I'm going to close the curtain. And he closed the curtain again. And in verse 52 of Isaiah, of Luke chapter 2, what do you see there? And Jesus, this scripture here is the distance in time between 12 years and 30 years. It accounts for 18 years in the life of Jesus, but it's just one verse in the Bible. What does it say? And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Now these scriptures afforded us the window we have been looking for. Because he said that Jesus increased in wisdom, that spirit. And then stature is natural. So I checked the word increase in Greek. That word gave me a better opening to understanding what was happening for 18 years. How will you summarize 18 years in one verse? There's something pregnant about that verse that we need to unlock. And we need to know how Jesus strove for the mastery and fulfilled the destiny that was already establishing the foundations of the world. All of God's hopes were hanging upon that destiny. All of God's purposes were hanging upon its manifestation. And the Bible just summarizes a whole lot of 18 years in one verse. The word increase there, which is the word that concerns me, because that's the word that talks about a spiritual growth. I need you to understand here that Luke chapter 2 verse 40 and Luke chapter 2 verse 52 are married. They are similar. They are, do you understand now? So he now broke it for us and expanded it and broadened it so that we can understand it in detail. The Greek word there is prokato. And prokato talks about striving forward. Have you ever seen a Fulani man before? And the cow is about to, he wants to derail from the path. And then he takes something and he beats the cow and puts it. That's prokato. It's talking about a rigorous and a forceful, crude method of bringing something into obedience. Let's imagine something. Can we imagine? Now, excuse the limitations of this, my imagination. Does it mean that if Jesus had not exerted upon himself that much in his prime assignment, maybe there had been a possibility of failure? Do you think it's different for you? That without exacting that much, you'll be able to just say, the prophet to the nations. And when you come, say, Yeke, Yeke, Makaya, I am, I see now. Some prophets will never see a vision until the day of their death. Prokato is a militant word. It's a word that is crude, a crude method of making something obey. The other day we had a 3-day prayer here, 24-hour 3-day prayer, and somebody came to me and said, Pastor, somebody go die here. I said, that's the way of the Spirit. A lot of people get confused when they see a young preacher is wearing suit and good tie. If you are a genuine one, it's not the suit that matters. What did you do before you put it on? How many days has it costed you to incline your ears to hear God? You know how weak the flesh can be sometimes. You really want to connect, you need to connect, but there's no strength. Procrasto. If the Holy Spirit does not go out of His way to spare us, there is no possibility of us attaining to the mark. And that's why we need a hand-breathed and an accelerated push from the Holy Ghost, so that we can keep pace with God and bring to pass that which is hand in the open our land. I'll have to stop soon. But I need to tell you why Paul said in verse 25 that I beat my body and I put it on. That's a great Paul speaking. You know, my friend went to preach in a church and he went there and said, all right, let's look at this scripture. Why is it that the great Paul himself was saying that there was a possibility of him becoming a castaway and he was taking precautionary measures not to be a castaway? Because he went to preach in a new creation reality church where everybody believed that all things were ready, everything is done, you don't need to do anything anymore. You may not need to fast, it doesn't make you less a Christian. A prayerless Christian is not a powerless Christian because Christ resides on his inside and God is at work in him. Even though there's no prayer power, it doesn't make him less saved. True. Hallelujah. It's not your prayer that makes you saved. But if at the end of the day you become prayerless, the possibility of becoming that which God has ordained is not even in sight. That means you are existing on earth with another mind, another will, another power. Approximation to that which will give you definition within the context of God is far beyond sight. And many guys keep going through the motion and running from pillar to post. Just keep going, and we have learned how to speak such language and all of that. We are comfortable in nothing. May God shift your philosophy to this night. And after exposing the scripture, I said that even Paul himself said he had to put himself under pressure to make sure that he keeps himself within track by exerting conscious pressure on his flesh so that he will not be drawn and swallowed by his power. The pastor came the next service day and said, the man that's preached the last time said that in heaven there's going to be a reward. But God does not need to give rewards to his own children that he has given birth to by the act of his own will. He said, think of it. Do you give your son reward? And he played down upon that which was spoken because the pastor had beguiled the people from seeing the fact that a Christian is a spiritual personality, and there are many, many metaphors that reveal his dimensions of oppression. And that's why there are several times that Paul looks at us as sons. Some other time he looks at us as what? As a temple. Many other times he says, okay, we are soldiers. Many other times he says that we are a bride. Many other times he says we are athletes. Because we are spiritual entities, you cannot just factor us into a mold. We are beyond the mind. And so when he captures a revelation, he looks for a replica in the natural to give us the understanding of that dimension. Are you with me now? Let's look upon it finally before I sit down. If I start, I'll not be able to finish. So I'm going to start. But tomorrow we are going, I'm going to start teaching by 4:30. So that we'll be able to cover ground. There is a secret that God showed me in the scriptures. Looking upon it this weekend, trusting that the stirring of God colliding with the use of that secret will move us to a place in God where that which is within concerning us will happen by three calls in Jesus' mighty name. My friend is here. She's a dynamite. Investment of God upon her life is much. I'll counsel you not to look at the way she looks like. Amen. Don't look. Just sit back and be blessed. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. In Jesus' name. Please put your hands together as a welcome, my friend. Maybe I'll give you a seat. You are taking your seat, all right. Please put those hands together some more.
That was for the seat you were sitting on, pardon me. Hallelujah. That was for the seat you were sitting on. Excuse me, Ma, if your covers will not allow you to be yourself, just lay it aside. Amen. Hallelujah. Please sit down. Please sit down. There's going to be a lot of madness, I know. Amen. That was why I asked for a wooden seat. I saw me falling and tripping over. Hallelujah. And when he shows up me, he's telling us, be guarded, be ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I really would want to appreciate the Lord. Not want. Okay, let me change my English. I appreciate the Lord. Because most times when we say we want, that means we didn't say amen. If I say I want to praise the Lord, and I start, what God is saying is I want. Did you get me? When I say I want to dance for the Lord and I'm dancing, what God is saying is I want. Me, myself, and I alone first. But when I say God, I'm praising you. Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate the grace of God in your life, sir. I really do. Can I prophesy a little while? The power of God upon your life has not yet been seen. What we are experiencing is just the little lava. Because the magma that will bring the mega eruption is coming. Excuse me, I didn't read geography. So when I say what I hear him say, I know he said it. I was a literature student in school. If you ask me what a magma is, I do not know. I only know that I'm seeing an eruption on a mountain side. And it's full of ash. I think that is what God is telling me is the magma. So what is about to hit this side of the country has not yet been seen. It has not. And I stand honored, honored, most honored and privileged to be on this first stage Because sooner than now, you will not even have the capacity and the ability to break forth in this space. You will move out of this space into the clearing space. And I tell you this because he who is faithful in little, surely God knows will be faithful in much. Amen. The devil fought us on every side, on the right, on the left. But we conquered. Hallelujah. We conquered. Tell your neighbor, we conquered. Do you understand? I said we conquered. Sir, can I tell you this? You know, I've been planning for this meeting for months. In fact, there was a time I wish my physical ability was like you guys. So that I could just run to my cousin in a public transport and sneak into somewhere and just be myself. I planned it more than 4 times and it never came through. You know, just when I know Baba will say no. Thy ability, my daughter, is not for a commercial vehicle. And I go, okay. It's humbling. So I will have the leg to praise God. Because we will praise God. We will. I assure you, we will. When you have the time to do that, do it from your heart, not because he pays your bill, not because he gives you a place to hide your head, not because he gives you the cloth to hide your nakedness, not because he favors you, but because you just find contentment in praising him. Amen. Hallelujah. I count it an honor to talk with you, great giants of God, all royalty. Amen. I don't flatter people, I don't. And I assure you in this meeting, some of you will be flogged very much. Oh Lord, very, very much. That is the area of my specialization when it comes to God, the place of revelation and beating. God slap people on the left, on the right, some people, he made them to kiss the ground. And that is because he loves you. And that is because he wants to improve your version. Hey, that is because he wants to package you and market you. So I didn't come to excite you. We had great difficulties on the way. I was laughing at you. God bless you, Sir Phil. Great minister of God. God bless you. And that car is a minister. He's a minister. He needs to be handled with care. He's a minister. He says, by prophecy, Israel was what? Hallelujah. He came forth by what? And by prophecy, with what happened? Hallelujah. There are things that we do not joke with in the kingdom. So that car is the minister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This great servant of God was encroaching into my message. You really tried. You encroached more. You encroached more. I have to start praying for you. Like, Baba, if you finish all, we'll just dance and be ourselves and go home. And if we dance till daybreak, so be it. Somebody is thinking of his food and TV at home. That is why the enemy went down into the cooler. When I go to meet Peter, we beg the Holy Ghost to close. He knows. He has heard of great testimonies. He knows. There was a time he came to Zaria. God bless the servant of God, Prophet Adejo, who was the link. And then through Prophet Adejo with another link, Evangelist Ben. Do not soil the connection God has given you, no matter how tiny it is. Am I speaking to somebody? It's okay for you to look at me and neglect the word, but it will hit you like hammer. When you least expect it and you're lying on your bed, the Lord will visit you and dine with you. Hallelujah! Now, if I say hallelujah, I want to hear a little soul. Scream hallelujah. I don't care whether there's a doctor here. I don't care whether there's a president here. My Baba is greater than the greatest. Are we together? Hallelujah. Can we do this a little while? Hallelujah. I really want to praise God. Now it's time to praise God. Amen. Choir, can you help me? If I fall down, why worshiping? Let's just people will believe me. Only a few people will pick me up. Those who are led. You're not led, don't come to touch me. You carry fire that you didn't bargain for. I tell you the truth and I lie not. I stand in a lively altar. Just play anything for me on the instrument. Don't play a song. Just, okay, I do this, Lord. He just reminded me. Choir, can you hold your hands together? Can I have a linkage to the choir? Please, see what you're doing. Join us here. Psalms 81 verse 5 ending into 6 says, I had a strange language. Choir, can we blast in tongue? That you will play what you have never played before. That you will sing what you have never heard before. That those people were in the place of glory, that you will bless them now. Amen. So shall it be. Praise the Lord. Just listen to your spirit, man of God. I wish God would borrow me some people's legs. Papa, you heard me. Thank you, my Father, the strength of Israel that cannot fail. The lion of the tribe of Judah that will not lie. My glory and the lifter of my head. My song. My early morning song. Come on, I want you to play. Don't mind me. I'm just being with my Father. Just be yourself. Thank you, my Father. You know what? All men didn't see good in me. They all see good in me. When they thought I would have been the master of it, that beat me up. My God has led me to courage to use the church. You are my love. You are my love and you are my sweet. There is no sharing with me.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Several months ago, he told me to write that, and I wrote that. When I was eager to come, and from nowhere, I knew I went through those notes before I left for ministration in Europe. When I came back, I ransacked the room. There were nowhere to be found. Did I lose hope? No. Psalms 119, verse 165. Great peace have they that love the Lord, and they shall not be offended. Great peace. It's not a small peace. If it's small, God would have written small peace. Or he would have added just peace. But he said great peace. In other words, my peace is the peace of those that love me. My peace. And I held my peace. Because I know he that giveth will still come again. You can feel the book, but you can't feel the spirit. You can carry the unction. And the book vanished. I was telling him, I don't dig for this great servant of God. I don't believe in seeing men of God, even when they are your friends, empty-handed. I'm telling you the truth. And if I know you, you are in trouble, because I will almost kill you with love, but I will enjoy you very well. I know the principles of love. And I understand the law of kindness. My life was not just built on prayer and the word. It was built on sowing of seed. Somebody here today. I put a gift for him and his wife. And goodness and mercy will follow me. We looked for them, we didn't find it. Hello, sir, I alone have the keys to my box. Boxing. I alone have. I have so much keys that when we're looking for one box, we have to go through all the bunch of keys. Only me disappeared. And I was lucky. I knew the program was heavy. I knew it was more heavy on him than me. And I was just laughing. All I kept saying is, you will teach him in perfect peace. Who's mindful of you? You will. That was the prayer I prayed for him. And when I couldn't find all those things, I had peace. Hallelujah. I had peace. Somebody has looked for something you have kept. You even kept money in your room and disappeared. You have. Great peace. Tell your neighbor, great peace. You put a car and the phone is great peace. If they don't steal it, the new version will not come. Then the person that was supposed to actually buy the that's the word. Wouldn't have come. That empty space, put what you want to put there. It just went. And I laughed. The same week, my ATM was blocked. I just laughed. I said, great peace. Tell your neighbor, great peace. Are we together? Great peace. Now, can I tell you that if Safir had not come, I would have picked a public transport, great peace. I would have snuck out of the house without my father knowing in the house. I have a mentor, Dr. Charles. I would have snuck out of the house without him knowing. Ah, great peace. Tell your neighbor, great peace. Am I talking to somebody? You don't believe you are supposed to be under any pastor. God bless you. May your days be better. May your head not be gray hair. Because can I tell you something? Prophets need pastors more than any crowd. I'm talking to a bunch of prophets in this place. Because I've seen almost everybody in this place is a prophet in different dimensions. I didn't just come to excite anybody. In fact, the seat is too small to carry my weight. That's why I'm sitting on the ground. Amen. There are some of us, no matter what you do, you must still be in the kingdom. Serving. Samuel served. Jesus served. He was a son of a carpenter. He served. And through making things, he learned. Do I have a weakness in the house? Now, if you look at your hands, you have five fingers. The smallest one talks of an evangelist. Short in temper. Two words, they are good to preach. The next to each talks about a pastor. Soft in heart, but easily bewitched. Are we together? Easily bewitched. It can be easily manipulated. Easily. The fourth one talks of what? A prophet. The third finger. Talks of a prophet. Amen. I started from the smallest. So when I say the first finger, you know the first finger. Talk about the prophet. Always with vision. Always with vision. Ever ready with vision. They are seers. They see a lot. And so they know too much. And because they know too much, they're tended to walk with pride. There is not only tendency. I mean, we walk with pride. Let me talk to us. We walk with pride. I think Rob showed that with the man of God. Even bump him on the door and not say sorry. He be prophet. He might be here, God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you better clouds to understand the path of the prophet. I'm praying a good prayer for you. I didn't cause any man. Did I cause any man, sir? I'm just blessing you. The next to him is a teacher. The fourth finger is a teacher. Every time they are making me to teach. In your local assembly, they are making you to teach. You have become a complainant and stopped teaching the people you are supposed to teach. And because you have started complaining, the caterworms and the caterpillar have become your neighbor. No wonder you will collect salary and it does not work. You wonder why the school fees of the children, every time you have it, you spend it. When you complain, you have visitors and their brethren, caterworms and caterpillars. The teacher is supposed to teach. He's supposed to teach me the fear of the Lord. He's supposed to push me to know what I am carrying. He's supposed to help me realize the burden I am bearing. I'm talking to teachers. We're all of the prophets, we're all here. God told me to tell you. He tapped my shoulder twice to tell me. So I will not go out of this door without telling you. I will not. Because it took me 18 years of pain to continually be a serving minister. 18 or 19, maybe 21. I'm very sure 21. Yes, 21, 2010. Hallelujah. Mature baby for God. Hallelujah. 21 years of service. That's good news. Amen. Are we together? The last one is who? An apostle. A pioneer. He doesn't look at his back. He's always looking forward. He has so much projects to carry. He has so much dream in his heart. He has so much passion. He has so much faith in the crowd he's going with. And so the crowd, instead of helping him, they bring him down. Our mouth. I feel like sitting on a chair. I need two men to come and help me up. Amen. One on my left, one on my right. The Lord bless you. Make sure I don't fall. Thank you. Can I speak it out? Thank you. You know, it's God. Each time God wants to address people, he sits on his throne. He just done on me. You have to put me on the throne to make an address. You know me. Feel free to be angry with God. You honestly please me. Tell your neighbor, feel free. But you know what he said? He said, greater is he. And blessed is he who is not what? Offended in me. Amen. The apostle is always a pioneer. He goes places and set up establishments, set up facilities, and move on to the next assignment. So if you do not understand, you will pull him down and kill yourself before you go. They said the time free. Thank you, my Father, for thou hast empowered me to beat down the devil to the dust of the ground. We are supposed to lift up the hands of the men of God. I don't believe in tearing them down. I am one human being in this earth that don't believe. But I have went through, I don't know if I should call it a typhoon of men of God. People who didn't believe in my dreams and visions then. I have to fight to keep them alive. Because they don't believe in me standing here and telling you, Apostle Adejo is wearing. Try it, you find out this you. Don't try it. I'm not here to try God. They didn't understand. I thought they wanted to kill the child. I'm talking to you. They want to kill the child. But I am one person that speaks with nature. the bird pass and you have a message, I will tell you. And if you ask God, he will tell you, it's not suffering. When a demon spirit comes down from anywhere, I know it. I don't just smell it. I smell it, I see it. What promise the devil? So when I'm talking to you, I didn't just come to just do you, what do they call it? Fire brigade anointing, hit and run. Because by the grace of God, I'm also a member of this assembly. You complain, you people complain. Let me remind you, God is telling you to tell you. You tell God you cannot go to the mountain and pray. My God, I can't stand mosquitoes. In fact, as a matter of fact, honestly, I can't climb mountains. The people I am talking to are more than 25. And if you want me to call your name, by God, I will call. You tell God your legs cannot take you to the mountain. You are too as a boyish to go to the mountain and seek his face. When he says, seek my face, the Bible says, your face, O Lord, will I seek. We told God we were busy, and God brought the mountain to us. This is the mountain. Before he ever told me the name of the ministry, I never knew. Sir, I never knew the name of this ministry. By God in heaven. And there was that God was talking to me about Eminem. I thought I sent you a text. I was asking. And when he told me the name, I screamed. Because it's too good to be God. It's too good. You told God you can't go to the mountain. Thank you, my Father. And God brought the mountain. This is the mountain. And now you say they pray too much. The same people. You think God, they pray too much in this place. They fast a lot. Bible study, they won't kill us. Is it every day we will go be spiritual? Are we born to be in the spiritual every day? The same man that told God, I wish there was a mountain closer. Just like the four Moses and Moses, the four Moses, there were two people that prophesied somewhere and they are not prophets. And Moses said, I wish that all men would prophesy. And it came upon everybody that they are complaining. Why is everybody prophesying? Part of men. God brought the mountain. If you can't go to the mountain, this is the mountain. It is a mountain of transfiguration. It is a place where his power is not just coming and going. It is constant. There are some, let me tell you, let me talk to you. Thank you, Father. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you as people I love and cherish. If after this meeting you see me and you don't say hello, I am blessed. I will greet myself. I look at myself and say, Geraldine, blessed of the Lord. You are blessed, you young, visible out. You are the blessed of the Lord. The earth is too small for you to manifest. And I'll greet myself, good morning, daughter of God. The mountain came, the same you lie in your houses when declarations are being made. The same you. Revelation 21 verse 3. It says the tabernacle of God has come and dwelleth with men. He said he does not only dwell to come and go. He said, I will be with them. In other words, I will live in them. I will sleep with them. I will not only sleep with them, I will. Let those that have the ears hear what he said. And you don't come to the mountain. Shame on you. I will tell you again, shame is you. As beautiful as I am. You don't have to tell me. I know I'm a princess of the Lord. So can I tell you that there are days I get jealous of that man that will come and say, I'm asking for your hand in marriage. I get jealous for God. Because I think, I can't share the faith I have for God with a man. I think he doesn't earn it. Because of the purging, because of the fire, because of the relationship, and because of the love. Then somebody is in their house sleeping, and this morning will go to the mountain. How many of you have been to Kaduna? Sir, do you know Kudende Mountain? I go to Kudenda Mountain to pray. When I was in Yola, I go to one mountain to Woro Jepe to pray. When I was in Jalingo, there's a mountain around Magwe, I go there to pray. When I was in church, I go to Rome to go and pray on the mountain. Are you here? Father, thank you. Amen. Mountain, your leg stands my leg. If for anything, the Lord will carry me, they will carry me. Sometimes I pay people to carry me up the mountain. I pay them. When you know what you carry, you value your life. And there you are, you're telling the man of God, every prophet you gave me didn't work. The Bible says, Paul preached, Apollos waters, and God gave him. Are you watering it? The word came, you went to sleep and eat over it. And you're telling God he's unfaithful. Haha, I just to tell you, sir, you're wrong. My hello, you are wrong. But that has never failed me. If for anything, I have been the one that has failed you. They talk of mastering your place of assignment. You call yourself a prophet and you are sleeping. Ah, Father, let me say this thing as I feel as it burns. There's a burning in my heart. I'm feeling like the stone is on fire in my heart. And the child grew. What are being English? He didn't borrow it. And the child grew. Prophet of God. A man that has vision to the end of the earth. The Bible says in Proverbs, a little speed, a little slumber, finish the rest. You are sleeping by 12 midnight. And you have daughters and sons in the Lord. Overtaking is allowed. Did you hear what I said? When you sleep as a papa, your children will overcome you. They will not just overtake you, they will overcome you. Because when they begin to give you deep counsel and revelation, that you do not have the interpretation. That shows that your ministry has come to a standstill, an end. E-N-D, end. You are a pastor in the campus. And the people you're partnering, they wake up by 3 a.m. to pray. And you're still snoring. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is not the work of my Father. You're sleeping and snoring. And the Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber. And a little folding of the arms. And poverty. And when the children come out and they are laying hands, things are happening, you get jealous. Which day he comes? She didn't mean lay hands on her. You laid hands on him. Did you teach him? When you tell what the Holy Ghost was putting into you? Somebody tell your neighbor, wake up. Are you here? And the child grew. And there was something that happened before the ants came. There was something. If you read your Bible very well, the Bible didn't just wake up and say, and there will always be an event before an ant comes. A-N-G. There will always be an event. Before this facility was put together, there was something. Before and the Lord said, the ant. Are we together? You ask a God to make you that one person that will sponsor the house of God. And you vowed, in fact, you came to the servant of God to lay hands on you. Let his expectation that, and God said, this word that will come out has sponsored the work of your hand. Did he or did he not prosper? He did, because God always keeps his part of the bargain. He always keeps his part of the bargain. And you never showed up. As a matter of fact, the only thing you're driving away. I know who I'm talking to. I know you. You are angry. He didn't tell me anything. I just told him briefly. I didn't even come out from the car to greet him. And you're wondering why your business is not progressing. If I am you, I will go and lock off my account and bring you seed every time of it. Every time of it. And execute myself. Are we together? God doesn't do a thing like that. I just finished 90 days of prayer every 3 hours. Every 3 hours. Physically, I'm not supposed to fast by any measure. If I tell you my story, we won't close today. Maybe tomorrow when you come, I'll give you a bit. Then on Sunday, I will give a bit again. You eat food and you digest it. There are times I drink this water and I don't digest it. My left leg, this one, not connected to my body. The only thing that is making me to stand with my body is the flesh. And I'm still here. What story do you want to tell me? If anybody should give up on God, it should be me. Have you gone through the kind of surgery that God will? Correction surgery. I stand as a test of miracles against all odds and everything. My heart and kidney and liver all is here, you know. Every story I tell you, when Apostle Adejo comes, ask him those moments that they will call you from the hospital and tell you I'm breathless, I'm lifeless, and I'm in a machine. If they plug it, I'm gone. I'll go and come back. They have made casket over 6 times, they got tired. If I turn blue and they remove everything, the doctor will say, Liva, she will come back. I don't have anyone. I will give you his number right now. Call him. Dr. Pay his name. And you think he's just the physical man that kept this body in the spirit? I can say a whole year and not eat. A whole, she's here. Look at her. She's here. Ask her. A whole year. Men and brethren, a whole year. There was a time I was on raw vegetables, sir, for 6 months. And by the grace of God, there were times I would take one piece of that vegetable and I can't swallow it. Because my glands are swollen. There were times you can't even put the drink because my veins are smaller than a baby's one. So how will you start? She's here. They have to control me over 50, sometimes over 100 before they get it. Sometimes they will just do a guesswork and push it. You want to be angry with God? I'm giving you reason to be angry with God with your small life. You want to be everybody. You have not yet discovered your identity. You are lost. Every day you come here, you sow a seed. Let me tell you why the seed is not working. It's because you're faithless. When you drop it as usual. You drop your offering as usual. Everything I do has a name. When I was dancing, I gave God a name. I said, this dance is for possibility. In the midst of doing like this, my bones may do cut and dance with. I have not stopped doing. And it will happen one day. Maybe it will happen a different thing before I go. So when I said I didn't come to impress you, I came to tell you what God wanted to hear. I was talking to this great servant of God and God said something. Have you ever seen a ship move without a propeller? Even when it has an engine, a great ship, go and study. Check the net. You don't want to be angry with God. The engine cannot work and move the ship if there's no propeller. That's how some of us are. Packed machines. No propeller. But he cannot see your dark areas. He can't see the gray places. But God sees them. He sees them. He knows them by name. And I'm talking to 3 men of God that go after other women. I have a scripture for you. I will give it to you tomorrow. You have left the comfort of your house. Can I tell you what you're packing? It is not a curse. I stand in the name of the Lord. And I do not do anything without his instructions and without his hand in leading. I tell you, for every day you have been unfaithful to your wife, you have carried depression, backbone, pain in the chest, headache that you have not bought, but you carry. For every day you stray away, God has been withdrawing His grace. For every day. For every day. For every day. Are we together? Ma, please give me that book. When he was ministering, there was a word for some people. I round up with this. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. Somebody help me. Come again. Just pause. Thank you. Let which eye? And you didn't call your name. Let his eyes, Geraldine's eyes. Hello? I don't know how you read your word.
Let
my eyes. Thank you. Yes, sir. Go on. Let your eyes look on and let your eyelids do what? Look straight before you. There's a scripture I have that says, and let your gaze be fixed purposely. He said, let your eyes look on. Somebody is asking, what is there to look on? The Bible says that what? Looking unto Jesus, the what? The author and the finisher of what? So what are you looking on? To Jesus. Did I answer your question? Amen. Did I answer the question? And the word here says, in looking, you will look well.
In looking,
you will look well. In other words, you will not be distracted. When you are looking, when you are searching for something, you will not be distracted. There will not be a diversion of instruction. Do you understand? I don't know if somebody is here. You're looking for purpose. It's looking. You mean what? You look well. The next one said something. It's a great man. Great men are made in great deep waters. Did you get that? Great men are what? They are made in deep, great deep waters. Proverbs chapter 2, verse, chapter 4, verse 26. Somebody. Under the path of your feet. Yes, sir. And let what? All thy ways. Did he say some ways? All thy ways be what, sir? Establish. Tell us. Stop and consider. Can we rise on our feet? In less than 60 minutes, I want to pray for people that God has talked about them. The reason He talked about you was not to degrade you and embarrass you, but to show you kindness. Tell your neighbor, show you kindness. If I have been sleeping, it is time for me to wake up. By the grace of God, since 2000, sir, I have stopped sleeping in the night. And me and my guardian have been fighting in the hospital. The reason why they knock me off most times and leave me unconscious is because we always tell them, even when she's not talking, she's praying. If it is a lie, just stay around her. After a while, you start shaking in the hospital bed. If I've been hiding my life as a lie sister, when I was in coma, they would have caught me. Because when I was in coma, I was still giving men word of knowledge and telling them what God was saying without me even knowing. But I knew it when I saw the video, because when they were telling me, I did not believe them. 5 weeks in a coma, sharing God's word. Isn't that wonderful? God punished the devil. Tell your neighbor, God punished the devil. God punish the devil. You are not saying it as though you mean it. Are you afraid? Hallelujah. We are going to pray for ourselves. Amen. Before God punish the devil, we have to punish ourselves by laying aside those garments. Let me tell you, if you don't do that, what is coming tomorrow, God will decide to change it. You move direction. Anti-clockwise. Because I know what is coming through this great servant tomorrow. Don't ask me, I will tell you. With your hands on your head. Oh God of my Father. Oh God of my Father. Oh God of my grace. Remove every burden. And remove every filthy rack. That easily besets me from the path of the righteous. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Yahana. Zibaliza Dinsadara. Amen. Amen. It's not in how much we pray. It's in you praying with the understanding. Amen. Are we together? With your hands on your head again. Do you know what I'm doing? Since my hands cannot go on my head, your hands are on your head. I'm imagining it on my head. Ah, thank you, Father. Oh God of my Father. Oh God of my grace. Thou shalt keep me from falling. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to pray again in 60 seconds. Amen. Now you're going to put your hand in your stomach. It says, out of what? Your belly shall what? Some of us have bitter mouths. We just don't know how to talk. We just don't know how to talk. She's dressing rubbishly. Is that how to convert her? No wonder they go the more. Amen. We're going to pray for our stomach. It says, out of what? Shall what? Rivers of what? Did your Bible say dead water? I start to correct you, sir. When we were coming, something happened. I can't really remember what happened. And he said, what is the word you use, man of God? He said, if something is wrong, yes, that's the word. He said, something is wrong with the something from the system. And I looked at him, I said, you're right, something is right with the system. I looked at him, I said, no, sir, no, something is right. As a prophet, you don't talk anyhow. Do you understand? What you bring forth is what you will carry. If you vomit rubbish, you will leave with rubbish. I read a place in the Bible where it says, and the people were pregnant. At the time of delivery, they gave back to air. Hey, air, Iska. This fan that is blowing air. Why did they give back to air? Have you asked yourself? Imagine a 9-month-old woman, 9 months, going through all the semesters and all the pain and all the traveling. At the end of 9 months, you enter the room, now only air they come out. You know what will happen? You will not just be a breaking news. You will be a world news. The Lord will deliver us. You're going to put your hand on your stomach and say, oh stomach of mine, hear the word of God. I stand as an oracle of God. The word of God is the final authority over me. And because it is the final authority over me, the bodies to work for me. And I agree with the word that says, out of the abundance of my stomach. Now complete the scriptures and begin to pray. Let life begin to flow from you.
Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Lord, we thank you tonight. We worship you tonight. In Jesus' name. When she was preaching, some strange angels came into this hall. I felt them so much where I was sitting. And I began to ask God, what is this? The stirring that Pastor Omo talked about has begun. Stirring. If not for time, I would have asked him to show me a sign. But we are already up with time. Now, let me open bus control ramp. Just sit up. Sorry for the time. We'll see how we can adjust everything tomorrow. But we are going to start much earlier than we did today. I believe that God is going to help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so, the opening prayers will begin by 4 o'clock. And then we'll just start like that. Trusting that the Lord will help us. There's a mighty window. It's today that I know that window is permanent. I thought it was a temporary opening. But it's a permanent window. And we really thank God for that. Hallelujah. Tomorrow the Lord is going to help us as we move from face to face in Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are part of the Bible class, we'll commence our lectures by 10 a.m. By the time I come, if you have not yet come, sit at the back and wait. Come before me. If I come, we'll close the class immediately. Sit at the back. We can sit, we won't drive you, but you sit at the back. There is an attitude that we must have before we can know the scriptures. So by 10 o'clock, we'll start the prayers by 10:30. If you have not come by 10:30, don't bother. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And on Sunday night, we are going to do a lot of praying here. Because the power of God is going to come down very, very much. Sunday night. Hallelujah. We don't know what God will do tomorrow. But I say what I know. Sunday night. Strength of God come down much. Hallelujah. Can we rise up as we close? Sorry for the time. Close right on time tomorrow. Just in case you came with a car and you are going the same way with somebody, just pick them up, give them a lift, so that their journeys will be hastened. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we worship you. Magnify your name. Glorify you, Lord, tonight. Thank you for Johnny Messes to give to your servant. Ask, oh God, that by the opening that you have granted us, take us to another level in the spirit. This weekend, Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we are closed. Bible class people.